When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy New Year, disc golfers. I am your host, Quentin Ferris, here today on the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. And today, I am going to be telling you about two new discs I have been trying out. And these are two discs that we've gotten from our good friends over at otpdiscs.com. You can use promo code Clinkers and get free shipping. It's absolutely amazing. Who doesn't love free shipping? OTP Discs has the best selection of discs, in my opinion. They've got a very wide range, and these are two discs that you will not be able to find on most of your local shops. So that's why I love OTP, is because I can see and choose the disc I want. I don't even have to leave my home. It only takes a few days to get them, and the free shipping is such a huge advantage for a guy like me. And I have been, you know, we didn't do an episode last week, Christmas, and it'll be New Year's Day when this drops, and that's all great. And hopefully you enjoyed the roundtable that we did recently. And yeah, I think that's all the housekeeping that we have. I'm just going to go ahead and start talking about these two discs. I'm not really sure how long this is going to last, but I wanted to tell you about them, do a little bit of a disc review last episode here in 2023. And let's just jump right into it, I guess. So the two discs that I tried out were the War Pigeon and the War Bear by Premier Discs. And this is a smaller disc golf company. They've only really got these two discs. They also have the War Dove, but I have not tried that one yet. So let me tell you a little bit about these discs. The Pigeon, the War Pigeon, is a putter. And this is according to the OTB website. The disc golf manufacturer is based out of South Dakota, so that's fantastic. They produce high quality molds and polymers. The War Pigeon is a great feeling beaded putter that is great in the circle or on approaches and tee shots. It is a disc that has a large bead and a similar feel to a Judge or Wizard, and has a stable flight path at all speeds. The base Echo plastic is a great feeling plastic that is buttery smooth and perfect for all those in the circle needs. I completely agree with that this putter, I actually really enjoyed this putter, and it does feel a lot like a Judge. I know I've thrown Judges before, and this is a putter where I feel like I can both throw it and putt with it. I feel like I can't always get that good of a feeling with my putters. Sometimes they're just too big and bulky in my hand. I don't like the way it feels. I like my putters to be a little bit more on the thin side, so it's similar to throwing a driver. But the War Pigeon was actually really comfortable in my hand. And I also like the little bit of gumminess to the plastic. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Jawbreaker plastic Discraft. And I really like that. So especially right now in the winter months while it's cold, this was a putter that was really easy for me to grip and throw and putt with. And I felt like I could get good spin on it, and it held pretty true. I feel like most putters are going to be straight inside the circle. It's once you get outside the circle and then you have a lot more spin on the disc that you'll see maybe more or less stability to the putter. But it really felt like this was a very stable and just neutral flying putter. When I threw it, I never got a whole lot of Anheuser crazy flip monster out of it. Like I said, it was pretty straight and finished left, so it had a good consistent feel to it, good consistent outcome every single time I was putting and throwing it, which I really like. And that's what I think is so difficult to get in disc golf, is consistency. And I was really able to get that with the putter. Now when we talk about the next disc on their lineup, I did not really feel the same way about this one. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. And this is on, again, OTB Disc's website. This is what they say about the Alpha War Bear. So they say the Premier Disc, again, is that new disc golf company out of South Dakota. And they have great molds, great plastics. The War Bear is a nice feeling fairway driver that is straight to understable and will be perfect for big arms and new players alike. And it just says make sure you try it out. I really found myself struggling to like this fairway driver. It just feels a little weird in my hand. Just the rim and the lip of it and the thinness of the inner part of the disc where your fingers are on, like connecting with it. It all just felt a little strange, not as comfortable in my hand as some other discs. Like the Athena, to me, again from Discraft, is very comfortable, and I like that feeling. And I just wasn't really getting that kind of feel out of it. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I think it's just maybe the little bit of the tough outer shell here, right there, kind of toward the lip of the disc. And something that's good about OTB discs is that they give you a weight, they give you a flatness and stiffness rating with the disc, so you can kind of tell what you're going to be buying, as well as a screenshot of it. And so, like, you can kind of see, like, this is, like, kind of stiff, in my opinion. Like, it's not super flimsy, but it's not, like, unmovable. It's just neutral to me. And then the flatness, this is relatively flat, but, I mean, it's not like it's a tilt or anything like that, so it's not bored flat. It, for me, when I threw it, pretty much what I was getting out of it was I was getting a lot of flipping and turning and burning. Now, could that have been the wind? Could that have been bad throws? Absolutely. But for me, it was harder to find a consistent flight out of this disc. I just didn't really trust the way it felt coming out of my hand. And maybe for you, it's completely different. Maybe this is something that you're looking for and it would fit great in your bag, because the flight numbers are a 7.5, negative 1.5, and 2. So it should be pretty straight. You should be able to get some flip on it. And it probably should finish a little bit to the left at the end of its flight. And for me, I felt like when I threw it really well, I would get that. And maybe that's just on me and I wasn't throwing it well, but maybe I wasn't throwing it well because it didn't feel good in my hands compared to other discs I've thrown in this similar slot. So for me, even though I like the colors and I like how the discs looks, and I'm looking at some new ones that they have here on the website right now, and they look really good. It's got this really cool bear stamp with a big machine gun on it, so it's pretty cool. Stamp game is definitely on point with this brand. They have amazing stamps. I'll show them on the screen one more time. This is, again, that Alpha Bear, and then the War Pigeon is like a pigeon sitting on top of a large weapon. So yeah, I mean, overall, it's a small disc golf company. I'm not expecting perfection. I really think getting that consistency out of your molds is going to be the biggest thing for this company, and I'm interested to maybe try the Dove, or if they have any other discs, I would love to try them out. For me, the putter, I like the putter. That is a putter that I could see myself using. That's a putter I could see myself recommending to friends to try out. The driver, I don't know, man. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's for you, but I did not like it. I did not like how it fit in my hand. I never felt like I could get a consistent and trusting flight out of the disc. Like I said, that could be just because I suck. That could be because of the wind conditions. That could be because it just is mental and I didn't feel like it was going to be good, and therefore it wasn't good. But for me, I did like the putter, didn't like the fairway driver. I would love to hear from you guys. What are some discs that you have been trying lately? And if you're looking to get new discs, like I said, hit up OTB Discs, use that promo code ChainClinkers, and you will get yourself free shipping. And I cannot say enough good things about OTB. This is where I get my discs from. They're quick, amazing, and you can try this disc out today. Go ahead, give a follow on Instagram and TikTok at Chain Clinkers Disc Golf. I'll be trying to put up some clips of me throwing these discs. Maybe you'll get even more visualization for yourself. That is all I have. It is New Year's Eve. It is New Year's Day tomorrow. Have a very safe New Year's Eve. You're going to be listening to this on New Year's or later, so I hope you had a great night. Hopefully you're still able to play disc golf. If you're still rocking with us in the disc golf world, hopefully 2024 is amazing and you get yourself lots of aces and birdies and you have lots of fun. With all that said, we will see you guys next year.